Tales Along El Camino Sierra is proud to present a four-part story this week on the Great Mount Whitney Fish Hatchery in honor of its 100th anniversary this year. Here is Episode 1. At the beginning of the 20th century, sport fishing in California was growing at a very rapid rate. By 1900, the state had already opened 32 facilities whose purpose was to enhance and help propagate California's sport fishing industry. In 1913, with the budget for the State Commission of Fisheries skyrocketing, the first general fishing license was put into effect. All anglers over 18 were required to pay $1 per year to the state for the privilege to sport fish. The influx of revenue created by the sale of tens of thousands of fishing licenses enabled many new programs and facilities for the State Commission of Fisheries. Several new fish hatcheries were planned, including one to provide trout for anglers from the southern part of the Golden State. The Fish and Game Commissioner from the southern region, M.J. Connell, preferred the new hatchery be built in the Sierra Nevada. Despite intense lobbying from boosters in Lake Arrowhead, Mount Baldy, and Big Bear for their own respective communities, Tuttle Creek near Lone Pine and Oak Creek near Independence became the two favored locations. In early December of 1915, Commissioner Connell came to the Owens Valley and spent several days talking to the citizens of both Lone Pine and Independence. Connell left the area on December 18th, and Independence Town leaders quickly went to work, calling for a meeting at the county courthouse. It's reported that over half the town attended the meeting, with longtime Inyo County Judge William Dahey presiding. Commissioner Connell had requested that local government provide the land that the new hatchery was to be built on and build a good road to the new hatchery site. The good citizens of Independence stepped up and donated or pledged over $1,800 that day to purchase property on Oak Creek, and County Supervisor George Naylor was able to get a commitment from his fellow board members to build a new road to the proposed site. It was, as they say, a very liberal subscription, and Independence was on its way as the preferred choice for the new hatchery.